Well, we just heard the song Every Little Light from A Very Slambovian Christmas, and I've got Tank and Josiah from the Slambovian Circus of Dreams with me. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
All right. There's so many questions. I have so many questions for you guys, but we'll try and hit some of the highlights here for you. First of all, what is the Slambovian Circus of Dreams?
Slambovian Circus of Dreams has been our escape from the world for the past 30 years.
And where have you escaped to?
You know, we tour all over the United States and we do regular tours of the UK. That's our stomping ground.
And for those who are not real familiar, you guys are a band.
Yeah, we are a band. That's right. We are a band. The feeling is psychedelic 60s type of stuff, but it's all original. Kind of an extension of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with a little bit of Dylan mixed in kind of vibe to it. I ate both of those groups when I was young, so that influences the style of the whole thing.
So this Very Slambovian Christmas, this album that you have, that song Every Little Light, you guys make quite the unique and interesting sound and to sort of do your own spin on Christmas. Tell me about your own spin on Christmas.
It's very funny. People, you know, it's not so PC to say a Christmas show. People say holiday show, but our show is really a Christmas show. But it's very inclusive of everyone's beliefs or non-beliefs, too. You know what I mean? And Every Little Light indicates that. You know, it's really like just trying to find the goodness in our hearts and our souls, the child in us, which, you know, transcends all politics or religious affiliations, you know. So, you know, I think when we were, Christmas happens to be, and I think across the board for almost everyone that lives in the States or the UK, it really is a place that belongs to us all, you know. It's really like a place, Christmas, isn't it? You know, and leading up to that particular holiday, people try to be nicer to each other and more childlike towards each other. Even if they try not to, they somehow get roped into it a little bit. You know, I found that growing up. So Christmas is a big holiday in Slambovia. If we had the choice, we'd make it every day could be Christmas. You know, you wish. But that's what the show's about. It's really like, let's get beyond all the fighting that we're doing on the earth plane. Conflict based never solves anything anyway. And let's find out the unifying points between us and the childlike awe and infinite possibilities that can exist if we work together. That's kind of what the whole spirit of the show is about.
Sure. And this show that Josiah is talking about is going to be happening at Proctor's 8th Step Saturday night, this Saturday at 7:30. And you can find more information about it at Proctor's 8th Step's website and all that. And you can also probably find it at the Slambovian Circus of Dreams website, right?
Yes, slambovia.com.
And where is Slambovia? You guys are sort of just south of us, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're right on the Hudson in the Hudson Highlands. That's where it landed. Very close to West Point, you know, that whole Revolutionary War area, you know. It's a gorgeous area that we live in right now. Slambovia is a bit like Brigadoon, if you know Brigadoon. It has appeared in many different places. It vanishes and appears in different places. It's been in Hell's Kitchen, moved upriver to Sleepy Hollow, and most recently landed in the Hudson Highlands, about a block away from Pete Seeger's house when he was on the Earth plane. So we did a lot of work with Pete Seeger, and that's how we got to know Margie and the people that are sponsoring this show that we're doing at Proctor's.
Can we get maybe Tank to weigh in on this, to talk about this holiday magical, slightly surreal thing that you guys do?
As Josiah was talking about the show, one of the fantastic things, we've been wanting to go back to Proctor's. It's the GE Theater, and it's a black box. But the really awesome thing is it has this massive IMAX screen, which for our Christmas shows is fantastic. Because we make projections for the Christmas shows. Because we're really visual artists. We're a band, but we're really kind of dreamers. And we're visual artists, and Christmas allows us to get, you know, go outside the box of the traditional, more, you know, simple shows. We kind of, you know, we like bring everything. We open up the boxes of, you know, surprises and crazy stuff. But it's kind of traditional, but it's got a fresh vibe. And I think definitely anybody that comes, they always feel like, wow, our fans say, this is the beginning of Christmas, because somehow Slambovia lands when the band's doing Christmas shows, Slambovia, it's kind of like lands like Christmas in the show. We're really excited, especially to do this. And we don't get to the Albany Schenectady area that often. So we want to play in the heart of New York during Christmas. So this is one of the reasons we're so excited to be there. We'll do a great show for everybody. We promise. I'm bringing out not just one accordion. We're going to have two or three accordions on stage.
Wow.
So, you know, this is like my power move. Just wanted to mention that we're gonna be doing some fun stuff. So I'm going to give you back to the master of ceremonies here, Josiah.
For those who don't know, Tink is a multi-instrumentalist. You know, so she's a classical flautist. She's played with orchestras and everything, but she picks up every instrument wherever we go. She's got a little bagpipe thing and a theremin, and she plays cello. And accordion was the thing that got us in with the folk people. We're like a classic rock, trippy, psychedelic band who Pete Seeger tipped his hat to, and we've been playing the folk circuit. We're very grateful.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, you guys do have this, I don't even want to say that, I don't want to slight you by saying that sometimes it seems a little weird, but you guys are definitely extraordinarily unusual in your whole approach to everything.
Yeah, even our last album is called A Very Unusual Head, you know, and all, I think our fans all relate to that. But I mean, it's sometimes people look at me and think we're like a Zappa-esque kind of strangeness. Even though the ghost of Frank Zappa hangs around with us, it's not. It's we're very classic Christmassy and very classic, I don't always say classic rock because it needs a different things these days. But I mean, we're very rooted in like Zeppelin and you know, Dylan and the Beatles.
And early the British folk, like, because over in England, the folk guys turned electric with Richard Thompson and Fairport. And so we kind of hooked into that. Like,
and Tull even.
So like there's something about the British aesthetic that is also in our music. And that really kind of flavors things and makes it a little more outside the box.
Oh, we're talking about A Very Slambovian Christmas, and the show is happening Saturday night at the Proctor's GE Theater. The 8-step there is happening 7:30 Saturday night. You don't want to miss out on this. It sounds like a blast, guys.
It is. It's very unusual. I mean, we have a lot of fans that are like Ian Anderson is from Tull, is a big fan of the band. Fairport put us in front of 40,000 of their fans the last time we were in the UK. And gave us an hour and a half on stage. So it's, you know, even though we're outside of the box band that refused to sign with anybody, a lot of the classic people are fans. Garth Hudson from the band was a major fan, and we would show up and take Tink's little accordion and strap it on and play with us. We were always like, oh my God, what's going on with all these guys? Because we're really like small potatoes. But it seems like there's a lot of people who get us. So, you know, if people come out, they'll get it. And then we just do a couple little flips into the air, which is the unusual side of it, you know?
Well, what would you like to tell folks about this album that you have out, A Very Slambovian Christmas?
This is interesting. We have like our EP, which is our original Christmas songs, because we have four or five. But the Very Slambovian Christmas album, that one, is from our live performances. But the interesting thing, and I really wanted Josiah to talk about this, is, you know, he grew up in Philly. So part of the ethos of our show is this very traditional South Philly Christmas stuff, because his father was in charge of all the music that played on loudspeakers in the street. Oh. And there was decorations and all these little old coal windows. It was just crazy. It was kind of like, you know, that crazy Christmas movie, you know, with the guy.
One with the Bumpus Hounds?
Yes. So he grew up in Philly, and Christmas is the only time people weren't fighting.
It was the salvation of Philly.
There are parts of the Christmas show that goes very deep into like the super traditional Christmas songs, but they all have a little Slambovian twist. But my favorite song to play is, you know, Josiah can remember lyrics from anything. So he memorized the night before Christmas, the poem, and we perform it to the soundtrack of Press Rat and Warthog by Cream. So that's like a fan favorite. And I love doing that because it's very theatrical. You have the chance to see that live in person and you'll never forget it. It will be burned in your brain. It's amazing. I'm going to give you back to the one with the beard and the brains. There he is.
So we're talking about the show Slambovian Circus of Dreams is coming to Proctor's 8-Step, the GE Theater, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. And then will folks say suddenly it's Christmas?
Yeah, they'll feel that really honestly for us. Even when we do that, when we do those early shows like that, this is the earliest, you know, this is the first set of shows that we're doing. So, you know, it really somehow, I don't know, we've been given the key to the vortex of Christmas or something like that, you know. It really brings it down and touches, like I said, the child in each person, including us. We do sing-alongs. There's a lot of sing-alongs. That's another advantage of hooking up with Pete Seeger, because Pete used to say, don't be posers, make sure you do sing-alongs. So we do a lot of sing-alongs of the old songs. It'll really bring out, you know, just that heart of Christmas, you know, so it'll be amazing. So come on out, everybody.
All right. Tink and Josiah, thank you guys so much for spending a few minutes with me here.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, Chris. Man. Wishing you all a very Slambovian Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Slambovian Circus of Dreams, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., Proctor's 8th Step at the GE Theater. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris.